محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. 5:27 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning, seeing our beloved Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah Mubarak face. Yes, today is the 8th of Dhul Qa'dah, 1444, which is also the 29th of May 2023. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah. Well, Jama'ah, let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mauna Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Zulqa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses number 141 to 145. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning various prophets and messengers, not for entertainment or information, nay, Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 111, the last verse, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in their episodes, events and incidents, there are lessons to be learned. Who will take lessons? Those people of true intelligence and intellect. Hence, Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 26, verse number 141, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Thamud, they rejected the messengers. Rejecting one prophet and messenger is tantamount to rejecting all of them, because we have to believe in all the prophets and messengers. Where were قَوْمِ ثَمُود, the people, the nation of Thamud? If you go to Saudi Arabia today and you travel towards the direction of Ula and Tabuk or Jordan, then you will find Madaina Salih. So that are the place where Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam was sent to them. And they were the ones who demanded the she-camel, and it must come from the mountain and not the conventional manner. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Remember, when their brother, meaning in the tribe, so Salih, Salih means pious, for a lady, Swaliha, very, very good name. His name, Name Nami, Isme Grami, is mentioned 9 times in the noble Quran, Nabi Salih alayhi salam. The messenger Salih alayhi salam, his name mentioned 9 different places in the Quran Sharif. What did he tell his people? First message, Ala tattaqoon. What, don't you abstain? Abstain and refrain from kufr and blasphemy, from shirk and polytheism, idol worship. And what did he tell them? Inni lakum rasulun amin. Indeed, I am a messenger to you. And I am one who is faithful. I am honest, a man of integrity and honesty. I have no hidden agenda and ulterior motive like the politicians. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Fear Almighty Allah and be obedient to me. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. And I do not ask you for any recompense, any wages or any salary. Nay, إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My reward is by none except by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is what you see. Every prophet and messenger teaching people deen. What is deen? Deen never changed. The deen means to teach the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to teach about prophethood, to believe in all the prophets and messengers. The first prophet messenger being Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. And the last and final messenger and prophet being Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was sent as a mercy to the entire universe. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Chapter 21, verse 107. And we have not sent you, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe. This is an exclusive quality, unique feature and characteristic of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us take you around the world with the news, views and interviews globally, internationally and locally. President Erdogan, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wins the elections and nobody can complain. The Jews are very bitter about it, the Zionists, the Haramis, the Americans and the West are very, very, we understand, upset. Why did he win? Because they poured in millions into the propaganda campaign against him. Greece said, we must stop him because this will make the rise of Islam, and the military Islam will rise, political Islam will rise. The children of Gaza and Palestine in Khan Yunus and wherever else, they were so happy. Yahtalifu Uladul Gaza. The children of Gaza were celebrating yesterday, and mashallah, Allah Jalla Wala grant them victory against their enemies. And remember today, O Muslim Ummah, learn history so that will motivate, inspire you for the future. It was on the 29th of May, more than 500 years ago, Sultan Muhammad Fatih conquered Turkey, Istanbul. So this is what we call a good omen, inshallah. President Tayyip Erdogan, Allah protect him from all his enemies and his party and supporters. And inshallah, it will be a good thing for the Ummah and for the people of Turkey. We say hani and lakum. We salute you. Very good choice you made. 100 people killed in Nigeria. They have huge, huge problems there. Remember that. Between the Taliban and the Kuffar Shias, remember that there's a dam there called the Helmand Dam. It is part of Afghanistan. So now they are not letting so much water go to Iran. So it's their water. They can do whatever they want to. And they blew up one border post, very good, remember that, of the Shia Kuffar non-Muslims. And two Shias were dispatched straight to hell. One of our martyrs, one of our Taliban and Mujahideen became a martyr as well. Sunak, remember, cannot do much. I told you, Richie Rich, it's going to be very soon, they'll kick him out and dump him also. UK inflation is very, very high and beyond control, basically. Ethiopia, the Haramis, the Shaitan, the Christians there, they are demolishing our mosque. More than 20 masajid and mosque have been demolished in Addis Ababa and on the periphery and outskirts. Make dua for the Muslims of the world and especially Ethiopia as well. That is Habasha. The first hijra in Islam and migration took place to Habasha when Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed the Sahaba like Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu and many others to migrate from Makkah Mukarrama first to Ethiopia. Then the second migration was to Medina Munawwara. Modi ji, that is the parliament in India, they built a new parliament and remember cost them billions of dollars and rupees and trillions of rupees. But a 1920 of the opposition parties boycotted it. Another smack in the face of Modi and his BJP and RSS. So remember that they are the ones who are the real terrorists and the ones who are practicing apartheid. The Gulf nations, the Arab nations are buying a lot of gold from Russia. So Russia has a lot of gold, remember that. Look at the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. the Israeli Defense Force, police, all that, annually, they detain and arrest 2,000 Palestinian children. Where is the United Nations? Where is the United States? Where is UK? Where is the Western countries and the Arab Tanpur dictators, murtads? So remember, what peace are you making? So that these people will pay such a price, you will see. Allah is humiliating them in this world and in the year after. You're making Zelensky, Zelensky. It's proven now, Zelensky stole $400 million. How much? So Zelensky stole $400 million for himself and his cronies and comrades. They're getting a good thrashing, remember that. You must not believe the mass media. Putin is putting them in their place and giving all of them a good thrashing. If you study the life of Kissinger, Kissinger is 100 years old. Another harami, another jutla. Many, many decades ago, not years ago, decades ago, he said, give every one of them a vaccine. And I'll send it out today. And inshallah, I will send out where the Taliban bombed the Iranian border to pieces. So alhamdulillah, all that. So he said, give them a vaccine. This is decades ago. And then they will become our slaves. And whatever we tell them, like zombies, they will just accept it. In Malaysia, the Prime Minister, President, whatever, Anwar Ibrahim told the media and the press, you must be critical of me. You don't have to write stories always in my favor. When I'm wrong, you must do that and so forth. Now, can you believe this? I've been to Malaysia and Saudi Arabia several times. You must remember that. And what do you see? Malaysia and Saudi Arabia are cooperating in the halal industry. When these Saudis, when these Malaysians, when these UAE Emirates and them speak of halal, it's not worth the paper on which is written, let me tell you that. All this is just money-making gimmick. Therefore, the halal logo in the whole world does not mean much. Remember, it's a case of scholars for dollars commercializing the deen and pocketing the money. In Manipur, in India, again, communal riots and so forth there, and 40 people and more are dead already in India. So big problems in India, but this the mass media will not carry. The jutlas, the haramis, the cursed nation, remember that. Outside Masjidul Aqsa, if you know Jerusalem, the old city, our mothers, sisters, brothers, they sit there, the vendors, and they sell their things. Then you see now in the weekend the police came and stole their goods. They are crooks, these people, remember that. That's what we must call them. The jutlas are crooks. They steal our land, they steal our goods, they steal our houses, they steal our masajid and our mosque. It is in their DNA to murder, to kill and to steal. I don't say every jutla and every Jew, but I'll definitely say majority of them. We must be clear on the story here. Yeah. You know, our South Africans went in Ramadan and for itikaf, and then many of them, they went by plane and they returned by plane. So they bought so many Palestinian things, the scarves and the artifacts and so forth. When they reach home, all that was stolen by the jutlas at Tel Aviv Ben Gurion Airport. All of you must report this to the international media that Tel Aviv Airport, Ben Gurion Airport stole your things, remember that, from your luggage and so forth. Look at these haramis. They can only arrest children, and when they arrest the Palestinians or murder them, injure them, 10, 20, 30 will come. They frighten of a cockroach because the cockroach nation, you know. So yesterday in Tel Aviv, there's a restaurant. And one lady saw a cockroach. She made such a big noise, started screaming. The people went helter-skelter. They turned the tables upside down, the glasses and the crockery and cutlery and what was damaged. So you tell me a jutla nation, a harami nation, an illegitimate nation, remember that, they got no rights in any way in Palestine. That is the truth if you don't fall for propaganda. When they came there, they never had shoes, they never had clothing, majority of them, and they came as refugees and paupers. Sam min kalbak ya akulka. You have a puppy, you bring it up, you feed it, and then they want to become your master and the bulldog and Alsatian. That's exactly what has happened there. So remember this cockroach nation, so frightened for cockroaches. I wonder who's going to pay the bill for all the damage there in that restaurant. Maybe the Jutla government will pay. I'm not sure about that. And the Saudis who are bootlicking, you must remember the Americans and Israelis and the West. So remember now they're preparing their public. You see, the media, it sends out subliminal messages. You must understand all these things. On the TV and so forth, it sends out subliminal messages. So now on their TV, they have plays, you know, in their schools and so forth, where the girls, 8 years old, 10 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, they're dropping and removing their hijab. They're removing their, you understand, abaya and all that. No, we must become modern. We must be westernized because they are suffering from the inferiority complex. In their mind, the government are kufr also, non-Muslim government. And you must remember, in their mind, it's embedded, the West is the best, and remember, white is right. Therefore, they suffer from this complex, and now they want it must filter down to their children. And Sudan, you must remember, big problem. Saudi Arabia and America, both hopeless, useless. They said they will bring about a ceasefire. That ceasefire is violated by both parties, not once, twice, but repeatedly. And South Africa, watch the economic news, remember that. Maybe this week or definitely in June. If status quo remains, then your rand dollar will go to 20 rand or more per dollar. Allah help us, Allah have mercy on us. One side is load shedding, one side the water problem. You know, it's not only in Haman's Kraal, and it's coming to the Val Dam. They say some portions of the Val Dam also have cholera, and Allah alone knows best. So there are huge, huge challenges. My advice to you, boil your water before you drink it, and so forth. So that's an easy way, inshallah, of solving the problem. Today, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9, Mona Zahid Khan and myself will discuss Baghdad. Baghdad is in Iraq capital. We were there in 2000. Wonderful lessons there. And then between 1 and 2 after the Zohar Adhan will be Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, inshallah, the report back, and the title will be our trip to UJ, the University of Johannesburg. We had a marathon Q&A, mashallah, from 1:30 right up to 4 o'clock. So all the details we'll give you between 2 and 2:30, inshallah, Aziz. Then 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, Mona Arafat Atia and myself with the live Q&A on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
I've got a Vishnu study. It says, morning AK, who can defeat Narendra Modi in 2024 general elections? Ustad,
remember, it's a simple strategy, my brother Vishnu, that if all the opposition come together and they make Rahul Gandhi and they make Shashi Tharoor and all of them their leaders, then they can have one voice against, you must remember, the BJP. Write this word down, you, my brother Vishnu, you, my brother Kumaran, because I see you're listening. And remember the word in Hindi, in Urdu, and our subcontinent. It's called Dandli. What's it called? Dandli. You must remember these words. It'll help you in life. Dandli means rigging. If there's no rigging of the election, and all the opposition who boycotted yesterday's proceedings in Delhi for the new parliament, 19 parties, 20 parties, then they can win the elections. But if there's rigging, or if they are split and so forth, then the chances will be very, very slim. But let me be honest, my brother Vishnu, Kumaran, Yola Hindus and so forth. So you must speak against him, that he is a terrorist, he is a war criminal, he is the butcher of Gujarat and so forth and so on. See how I speak against the Muslim nations, how I speak against the Arabs. Our aim in life must be, we must embrace embrace justice and embrace the truth, my brother. Mm. That is my message to humanity.
I see Sister Barbara says, can I get a visa, a visit visa to Saudi Arabia, Ustad?
Why not? So there are thousands of Americans there, thousands of whiteys there. There are thousands of you. Go to Riyadh, go to Jeddah, go to Dammam, go to wherever you want. Go to the Saudis, you must remember, and tell them you're a whitey and you and your husband are American passport holders. They worship the Americans, so they'll give it to you. So obviously, that may be now because the Hajj season and so forth, they will tell you that because yesterday I read an article and I sent it to our news team. They say visitors and tourists cannot now land in certain airports because it's Hajj season and the influx of the pilgrims. But definitely, they will give it to you if you have an American passport.
A new listener by the name of Mr. Fenter. He says, AK, what are the foreigners' opinions of South Africa's load shedding as a result of a power crisis in the country? Mr. Fenter, Ustad.
Mr. Fenter, who handed manure. Mr. Fenter, we had a lot of Fenters in Heidelberg. Uh-huh. And if you go that side there, Rustenburg, Mafeking and all that, you will find Fentersdorp, you see. Yeah, it's all Afrikaner names. You must remember this type of things. Now you, my brother, Mr. Fenter, we have to break up and divide your questions into two parts, you see. When you say, what do the foreigners think? Which foreigners? Those inside South Africa or those outside South Africa? If you're speaking about inside South Africa, so they say South Africa is just like other parts of Africa, corrupted to the core, how you see Zimbabwe, how you see other countries and so forth. So remember, load shedding problems, potholes, and water problems, and this problem and that. So for them, it's nothing surprising, because they know they can make good money here. Remember that. And therefore, you have xenophobia and all that sometime. The South Africans fighting with the foreigners and so forth. You see how many Pakistanis there are, how many Bangladeshis there are, how many Somalis there are, how many Arabs there are, Egyptian, Moroccans and them. They have settled in South Africa. They married South African women and they made South Africa their place of domicile and residence now. If you speak of outside South Africa, it is a laughing stock. They look at the South Africa, 1994, the most developed country in the whole of Africa. And now they almost last, remember that. Yeah. The students who are 10 years old and younger can't even read for meaning. We came out last, remember that, sure. In 60 countries. A shame and an indictment. Mr. Fenter, you must go read the Sunday papers. I was there in the supermarket yesterday. It was either the Sunday Times or either the City Press or one of them. They had us heading there on the front page. Cyril Ramaphosa is a failure. It's time to bring the robots. You see, Ramaphosa failure. And now as the Tate or the robots bring is so Mandir Fenter. That's what Allah say and the Quran. So I just translated for him in Afrikaans to show him Mandir Fenter on Sprat Biki Afrikaans that we also can speak little bit and so forth. Yeah.
He says baie goed, Ustad.
Right. He's congratulating me little bit.
Yeah. Ustad, I've got a brother Kurt. He says that sad news, AK. There was a robbery at my workplace. I was shot in my leg. Can I claim workman's compensation? Ustad, Kurt.
First, we pray for you, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the one and only Supreme Being. He gives you complete cure and a speedy recovery. What you must do, my brother Kurt, before you claim and so forth, take out 20 rand, 50 rand, 100 rand, give it to some poor people, non-Muslim, Muslim, any person, and say, I thank you, O Almighty Allah, for giving me a new lease of life. You know, today they could have just put a bullet through your heart. You know how South Africa is and so forth. So that's one issue, my brother. We will pray for you as we pray for all the people who are ill and sick. Second one is this, you on your personal level, give out some charity in case you're kind. Third, 100% you must claim anything you can claim from the government legally, you must claim 100%. You know how much taxes we are paying. So we are being taxed to death, you must remember that. So therefore, 100% You must claim from them, and you must go to the media, make a big story of it, and tell them this happened, and so forth. I was shot, and see the video cameras, all that. If you have all the evidence by you, Almighty Allah grant you speedy recovery, my brother Kurt.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. I've got a new listener, Ustad, by the name of Fabian. He says, was Iran secretly happy the U.S. invaded Iraq and Afghanistan? Ustad.
100% every Muslim, every normal human being, you must remember, will condemn it. Only those people will be happy who are the chamchas, the sidekicks, you must remember, of America and Israel and so forth. So I don't know if you know anything about Iran, my brother Fabian. So do you know what is Iran? Come, I give you a history. In the year 640, Gregorian calendar, to 1500, Iran was a Sunni country. Sunni meaning they were true Muslims, and the contribution they made to Islam was very, very great. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah's family, one of the great jurists of Islam, his family, they hail from that part of the world. Sahaba, the companions of the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam, Salman Farsi and them hail from that part of the world. And if you see the hadith, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Majah comes from Qazwin, and Muslim bin Hajjaj, rahimahullah, comes from Nishapur. So all this is Iran. I visited Iran in 2013, my brother. So after 1501, then a Shia person came, his name Ismail Safavi, he hijacked everything, and they were murdering the true scholars of Islam and so forth. Imam Abu Hanifa, one of the great jurors of Islam, his student, remember, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, who is a teacher of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he is buried in Ray. Ray and Tehran are twin cities. I went there also. He's buried in Ray. Nam Nishani, you won't find any sign that way he's buried. So that is what these Kufar Shias have done. You must remember, remove the remnants and relics and signs. So they all very happy. When Saddam Hussein was, you must being executed, then you must say Muqtada Sadr and them were there. You must remember, it was the Americans and the Kufar Shia. We say President Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah, he died a Muslim, he passed away a Sunni, and he read the Kalima. Yes, he committed major crimes, so we say, but Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will forgive him, and we also commit so many crimes and sins. So therefore, the enemies of true Islam, all of them are happy, but you see, by Almighty Allah, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala lets the tide and the circle turn around. You see, America now, their power is weaning away. Israel, their power, this government cannot last for another 1-2 years also. So they will have to fall because they're a cursed nation. America is falling and so forth. BRICS is becoming so powerful. Do you know Saudi Arabia is going to join the BRICS bank? 30 countries are waiting to join BRICS. So BRICS will become the formidable power, inshallah. They'll have some passengers like South Africa and all that. But on the whole, they'll be very powerful with China, Russia, India, and all of them.
Listen to this brother, Ustad. Brother from Lens. He says, you speak so bad of the Arabs, so why are you afraid to go for Hajj and Umrah? Mufti AK, fear Allah, Ustad.
So my brother, you're an idiot. You don't understand Quran and Sunnah. You must remember that. Abu Lahab, wasn't he an Arab? So you must remember Quran Sharif condemned him. So what you will say then? He was not only an Arab, he was the uncle of Nabi alayhi salam, father's brother. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. So what will you say? Nabi alayhi salam spoke bad? Will you say Allah ta'ala spoke bad? So my brother, you must wake up and so forth. I perform so many Hajj Umrah with Allah's help. Very few people perform so many in the world. So we thank Almighty Allah. So why must you go to places where you know they might try and intimidate you and so forth? Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, khudhu hizrakum. You must exercise precaution. So Quran teaches us that, my brother, wake up and don't dream. There's no such thing as Arab nationalism and Arab sentiments in Islam. Our deen is based on justice and truth, and not based on MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, who you are accepting as a Muslim. Pakka Shaitan Harami Murtadi is.
I've got Lerato, Ustad. Listen to this. He says, why are lions not found in Nigeria? Lerato, Ustad.
So because they're the king of the jungle, you know. So you must remember that. Don't you know the story, Lerato? Write it down. You see, the queen, she died last year. And then old Charles came in with his chameleon, king and queen. So you must remember when the king came here, 47, 48, around that time to South Africa. He never saw a real live lion, you know. This is documented. If you open the Belt and Afrikaans newspapers and that, you will find it. Go to the archives. So even the English newspapers is the king. So you know how they used to worship the British monarchy and so forth. So when he went there, they gave him the best guide, the best warden and so forth. So he went everywhere. One day, no lion. He got upset. He said, hey, me, I'm the king. I want to see the lion. So next day they took him. Then nothing. Third day again he went. He said, now I'm fed up and you all are so disappointing. So the caption next day, my brother Lerato, came in a newspaper. The king of the jungle don't want to see the king of Nigeria. the king of the jungle don't want to see the king of England. You must remember. So if you could find Lions Day in Nigeria, so what you will find? Boko Haram or Boko Halal might slaughter them. So you must remember this type of thing. You know Boko Haram and Boko Halal. So you must remember yesterday we went shopping. So I told my wife, see there, this Boko here. So some people, they mix it up. They don't say Boko Haram, they say Boko Mo. You understand? So you must remember. So I called, I see, yes, Boko Mo. You see, like that it is. You got it now, Lerato? Even the lions are frightened to stay in Nigeria. Nigeria is a different place, my brother.
Mm. Ustad, one more question. I've got Brother Willem. He says, a catch family in Heidelberg. He wants to know, Ustad, did the apartheid regime perhaps fight the ANC to prevent what is happening in South Africa today? Willem, Ustad.
Nee, Willem, nee, William. So William will be English and William will be Afrikaans also. Ja, William, ek was gebore in Heidelberg. Onze winkel was Hussein's. Misschien ken je onze winkel ook. So daar aan de Kulidorp, you know. So that was what you'll call it. They call it Kulidorp, the Indian township. So our shop was running for over 60 years there. You know? Yeah, in Heidelberg, alhamdulillah. Before I got fed up, I sold everything. I said nobody to run it and so forth. Then gave everybody their shares and everything. So anyway, you must remember, my brother, well, of course they were fighting the ANC. Who was going there into Southwest Africa, SWAPO? Who was going inside the neighboring countries, Angola? Who was going there and murdering them and so forth? How many Africans, how many people were murdered and so forth by the white minority regime? Obviously, that they were shooting them, killing them. And it was like Israel. Israel can shoot any Palestinian, no questions asked. And you see, open, blatant murder. Abu Aqila Shirin, so you must remember Shirin, Abu Aqila, journalist of Al Jazeera. So, that murdered, plain, cold-blooded murder, what Israel Defense Force said. Nobody will be investigated. So the Israel, South African apartheid regime used to do the same thing. You can kill, you can maim, you can bomb, and there will be nothing. There will be no repercussions. That truth and reconciliation, that also was a waste of time, just like the Zondo Commission. So you need to put all these big guys first away, remember, and prison. Then you will be progressing. You catch all these small fish and all that. We're speeding so much and we never wore safety belts and all this. These guys here are the guys who thugs, who stole not millions, they stole billions and billions. So we leave it there, inshallah, Aziz. And remember, today, 8:30 to 9, we discuss Baghdad and Iraq, and tonight is Q&A, 8 to 10, inshallah, Aziz. Assalamu alaikum. And then at 6 o'clock, 9 is news with Suleiman Esop, then the Adhan, and then Mawana Khalid Yaqub, and 7 o'clock, Mawana Zahid. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.